This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. While growing up with your parent in prison is an especially difficult challenge, every teenager has a unique experience of making her way through high school. The Berkeley-born writer Ariel Schrag first gained success by writing a series of four autobiographical coming-of-age graphic novels, one about each year she spent at Berkeley High School. The first two were published before she graduated. Schrag's made a career as a writer. She's written for television, including for the Showtime series, The L Word. Girls in tight dresses who drag with mustaches. She recently finished her first novel, Adam, and is currently living in Brooklyn. Ariel Schrag joined KALW's Jeremy Dalmas to talk about her work, which is often set in the Bay Area.
So you came out with your first novel, Adam, last year. Can you just describe like a summary of the book?
Sure. It's basically about a straight teenage boy living in Piedmont, kind of very sheltered life, who is kind of a loser, gets kicked out of his friend group at school, and goes and spends the summer with his older lesbian sister, Casey, who's just finished her freshman year at Columbia, and kind of joins her gang of queer friends, for lack of anything else to do, kind of tags along with her to all these parties, and winds up then being mistaken for a trans man, because there are a lot of trans men in Casey's queer scene, and ends up allowing this girl he has a crush on to believe he is trans.
I think a lot of people, at least that I talk to, their first question is, why did you choose Adam as the main character for the story?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that, and I actually find it such a weird question, because that is the story. Like, the story is this cis teenage boy passes as a trans man, but at the same time, it makes sense. It's a question that makes sense, because the book is really me commenting on and writing about this subculture that I was a part of. And if I were to be aligned with a character, I am sort of superficially more aligned with Casey. I went to Columbia. I was part of this scene. I was a 19-year-old lesbian living in this world. So, but her story was not interesting to me. I was sort of interested in the dynamics of this culture and thought it would be really intriguing to sort of approach it through the eyes of this teenage boy in this bizarre predicament of sort of deception.
I think Adam does a lot of things that I would say are maybe immoral. I don't know.
I think you can say that. Yeah.
Okay, good. I at least that's what I thought.
Definitely wrong.
Definitely wrong. But at the same time, he's just a kid, and I think he's portrayed really quite sympathetically in the book. I mean, mm-hmm. you hear it from his perspective. Yeah. How would you feel about Adam if you met him?
Well, it's funny. I did a reading once, and this kid came up to me afterwards, and he was like, I have to tell you something. It's like, this kind of creepy teenager. I did that. I pretended to be trans. And I was kind of like, holy shit. I was shocked. Apparently he kept his deception to the internet. He didn't go out in real life. But I was definitely like, ugh, you are a creep. I mean, it's a creepy thing. Like, I think that I definitely was more interested in telling the story where you were able to empathize with Adam. I mean, that's the challenge. You know, you can write any story and be like, ew, a creepy guy did a creepy thing. Him, that's kind of the end of it. The thing that made it interesting was to sort of be like, what is the scenario that would get somebody to do this, and what would it mean to sort of empathize with that?
I mean, that's what makes the book
so
interesting. So you started writing comic memoirs when you were 15?
Yeah, well, I started Awkward about my freshman year at Berkeley High when I was 15.
You went to Berkeley High School, mm-hmm. and you ended up writing a graphic novel about each year of high school. So I wanted to ask, why write a comic memoir while you are still so young?
If I sort of think back to the first inspiration, I had been experimenting with comics and autobiographical comics for a while. I was really obsessed with the strip For Better or For Worse. And I had this kind of strip called Live It Like Me that was sort of like about a girl in eighth grade. And then my freshman year, I sort of discovered zines and alternative comics, particularly this comic called Deep Girl by a cartoonist, Ariel Bordeaux, that she self-published. And I just felt really inspired to write about everything that had happened to me in my ninth grade year of high school, which had been Berkeley High and sort of, you know, did drugs for the first time, got drunk for the first time, like did sexual things for the first time. Like just all these firsts were so exciting to me that I just really wanted to share with people what had happened. And then when Awkward, you know, seemed to be received well and people wanted to buy it, I just was like, I'm going to keep doing this.
So we went to high school together.
Yes.
I'm 2 years younger than you. Yes. And when I was in high school, I thought you were really, really cool. And I bought your comic from your sister, who's my age. And I have to say, I think it was pretty influential on me in terms of the fact that I did music in high school.
Cool.
And I put out 4 albums in high school, like sort of DIY, you know, do-it-yourself music stuff. And I think that like seeing you work on such an ambitious project made me want to do
That's so cool. It's really, really awesome. I love
so
that.
I guess number one, thank you for that. Aww. And I guess what was maybe your influence on, you know, starting, you know, something so big of a project?
Yeah. Well, definitely that comic I discovered, Deep Girl, had a big effect on me. Something about finding this self-published zine on the consignment rack at Comic Relief was like, oh, I can do that. Like, I can make something like this.
A lot of those 4 graphic novels were quite graphic and very intimate. Yes. And I'm curious, like, at 35, how it feels to have your adolescence just like on the page for everyone to see. Maybe even like people you meet for the first time have like already read about it.
I mean, it does really kind of shock me, honestly. Like I look at it, I don't regret it, and I certainly remember being in the mindset of writing that, but I am also kind of like, whoa. I think when you get older, there's a certain self-consciousness of, oh, my feelings aren't that original, or they're not that important, or they're other people have it worse, or whatever. And a teenager is not really concerning themselves with that. They're like, this is happening to me right now, and it's the most intense thing that anyone ever felt in their lives, and I need to tell everyone about it.
I mean, I think that's what makes it so powerful and work so well, is that, you know, there's like, there isn't that filter there.
Yeah, I guess like my advice, if you wanted to write something similar, would be that you just have to do it when you're a teenager.